Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy. Product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Oh, yeah, I tell you. I would listen to just about any radio show that had a Johnny Cash song as its theme song. Hey, good morning. How you doing? It's a Thursday morning, the 10th of March. I'm Stu Daniels filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct. You are in the right place. I hope you'll join us. Feel free to give us a call on the phone. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can also text us at that number. We've been discussing a few different topics this morning, most recently, how important it is to be involved in your state party, in this case, the state Democratic Party. So we've been going over this op-ed piece that Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, wrote last week, or I should say it was posted last week at the New Republic. And he's talking about how important it is to be involved in your state Democratic Party. Before we get back into this op-ed piece, I'm going to go to the phone lines and see what Dan from Madison has to say. Hey, Dan, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I was just listening to you talk about the woman, I think you said Melinda X, who's running up in Green Bay. And it just got me thinking, you know, like one of the fundamental problems in our society right now is we have so many people who do not understand how government works. And I was just curious, this Melinda X, what's she been running for? I mean, because her issue seems to be vote security, you know, but is she even running for something where she can impact that? I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, we have so many people out there that are like, I'm mad about this. Why doesn't so-and-so do something about it? And 9 times out of 10, the person they name can't do anything about it. It's outside their power.
Yeah, well, I would guess being on the city council or the common council, whatever they call it in Green Bay, I would imagine that they would have some definite influence over not only how the vote goes down, but how it's counted and what happens after the election. Wouldn't you think so?
Well, I thought the vote was mostly administered by the counties, not necessarily the cities. But, I mean, yeah, they do, but a lot of times don't they have, you know, an elections expert or, you know, elections commissioner or whatever local unit of government, they usually have somebody in charge of elections. You know, it's not like the common council sits there and counts the votes.
Right. But as we've seen, these Republicans, including Eck, we know, want to do everything they can to have the ability to throw out results that they don't agree with. Right?
Yeah, no, that's true. I'm not saying it's not dangerous. I'm just curious if this person is even running for something where they would have any ability to do anything. I'm not saying they can't damage our democracy. That's clear. Right. There's always things that they could do at every level of government. But, I mean, I guess on the bigger picture, you know, it's just as a whole, our society does not seem to understand government and what the various positions have the authority to do. You know, people are always like, Joe Biden's fault the gas prices are high. Well, it's not like he actually has direct control over fuel price. You know, not even Congress has direct control. They have some influence, but it's not exactly a one-to-one relationship.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Dan, and I think that illustrates why it's so important at every single level to have people in office that we can trust. You know, we obviously can't trust these Republicans who want to have the ability to overturn elections. Right? All right, Dan. Hey, thanks for the call. And yeah, I do agree with you. This is very important. And this article that we're going to get back to now, written by Ben Wickler, it's actually an op-ed piece from the New Republic, posted last week. I believe it was February 28th is the date it posted. It continues, Wickler continues by saying, with sufficient resources, leadership, and partnerships, state parties can be a bulwark against attacks on democracy. In some states, the state party maintains a year-round organizing staff that mobilizes volunteers to engage in ongoing door knocking and phone banking, keeping relationships with voters fresh, voter registrations streaming in, and voter data files up to date. Multiple states run year-round voter protection teams that help voters navigate registration, absentee ballot requests, and labyrinthine voter ID laws. You got to go through a labyrinth to get there, right? Many state parties employ year-round communications and digital staffers to pitch stories about GOP malfeasance. Boy, that's quite a job, I would imagine. Organize press events about Democratic achievements and capitalize on news stories to recruit volunteers and donors. Some state parties employ staff to recruit, train, and support candidates for local office and to train and support current and future operatives and volunteers. In every state, volunteer leaders pour talent, time, and treasure into supporting candidates and building infrastructure. In the stronger state parties, that volunteer effort is buoyed and supported and amplified by a professional team that turns energy into momentum. I speak from personal experience. Since June of 2019, I've served as the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, where we do all of the above and much more. This is a piece by Ben Wickler that I'm reading from here. It goes on and says, I'm lucky to be from one of the dozen or so states where the state party chair is a paid position. We maintain a staff of dozens of professionals working to defend democracy and elect Democrats in a state that, particularly since 2010, has served as a petri dish for authoritarian GOP tactics and policies, and in which a gerrymandered GOP-run state legislature and GOP-dominated state Supreme Court never stop looking for ways to obstruct Democratic victories. Despite harsh conditions, we've won 11 of the 12 statewide elections since 2017. Despite harsh conditions, Democrats in Wisconsin have won 11 of the 12 statewide elections since 2017. Wisconsin is far from alone. States like Minnesota, Georgia, Michigan, and Colorado all illustrate the possibilities in places where Democratic state parties are a force. With funds, leadership, and effective strategies, state parties can anchor a state's democratic ecosystem, which also includes independent groups such as unions and candidates' campaigns, and transform politics up and down the ballot. With a solid infrastructure, individual candidates don't have to invent every piece of a winning campaign apparatus from whole cloth. They just have to be great candidates and trust parties and independent groups to do the rest. Parties, unlike independent organizations, can fully coordinate with the candidates' campaigns. And unlike candidates' campaigns, parties never go out of existence. One metaphor that state party chairs often offer is that we build the roads that candidates drive on. Who are the voters a candidate needs to win? The party has the list. Who will knock on those voters' doors? The party has the volunteers. who will call and remind those volunteers that they agreed to go from house to house at 3 p.m. this Saturday. The party has the organizers on staff. That infrastructure benefits city council and school board candidates just as it benefits governors and senators, in parentheses, who might have risen from a local school board perch. Candidates might drive different vehicles for different distances on those roads, but they're the same roads. And it's the party's job to smooth the asphalt long enough before the polls open on election day. I'm reading from an op-ed piece that appeared in the New Republic last week, written by Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. I'll get back to it after we take a quick break. Stick around. If you want to give us a call, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. You can also text us at that number. You want to hit me with an email, feel free. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. Stick around. Got more to come on Matt Flynn Direct.
God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him.